With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A 24/7 food pantry in Vilas County is seeing an increase in use in just the first couple of months of it being opened. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Just inside the front doors of the Northwoods Children's Museum in Eagle River, you'll find shelves of food, bins of hygiene products, and a small fridge with perishable food. The items are free and available 24/7. There's no paperwork to fill out and no questions asked. The hygiene pantry is a passion project for the staff. The food pantry came through a partnership with Feed Our Rural Kids, or FORK. Danielle Larson is the executive director of the museum.
We all see that kids need play for learning, and kids need to be fed so that they can learn.
The pantry is also important to Larson personally.
I've been there. I have been on state food help. I have received WIC. I have been on all of the assistance when I was a single mom when I was very young. And so I have been there, and I have had to jump through those hoops that you have to go through to get help. And so it was very important to me that we make this as accessible as possible to anybody, and that we're not going to turn anybody away for any reason.
The FORK Pantry is one of 12 located within the Northland Pines, Three Lakes, and Phelps school districts, and the only 24/7 one. FORK board member and pantry committee chair Jean Arndt says they're an essential part of FORK's mission to provide nutritional support to children from food insecure homes across those districts.
About 50% of our students at local schools are on the free and reduced lunch eligibility list, and there's many of them that are much lower on the financial scale than even that registers. So it's just really tough right now. Obviously, costs are increasing constantly. We've all been to the grocery store. We all know that those bills just continue to rise.
The FORK pantries, including the one at the Northwoods Children's Museum, operate on a take-what-you-need, give-what-you-can model. They all have donation bins for unexpired non-perishable foods. The museum one can take perishable foods. They also accept monetary donations. We have more information about it at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Hill Creek Dog Dash planned for Rhinelander this weekend is canceled. The Wisconsin Trailblazers Sled Dog Club announced the race cancellation on Facebook Wednesday. It said the recent warm-up and rain left the trails unfit for racing. Registered participants will receive a refund minus any online processing fees. There will be a Meet the Mushers social at the Rhinelander Brewing Company tonight, even though the event has been called off. Boulder Junction Winter Park is closed for the season, including the very popular Glide ice skating trail. In a park update Thursday morning, Boulder Junction Community Parks said the recent weather was too much to overcome. When crews were clearing snow off the ice, they found that roughly half the ice rink had turned to slush and that large portions of the Glide had unrecoverable soft spots. Looking at the forecast, the town says rehabilitation is no longer practical or sustainable. They thanked all of the volunteers and visitors. The longest-serving assembly speaker in Wisconsin history, who acted as a block on the battleground state's Democratic governor and also drew the ire of President Donald Trump, is not running again. Robin Voss announced Thursday he will not seek re-election. Voss spent 13 years as speaker and has been one of the most influential Republicans in swing state Wisconsin.
As I step away from this chamber, my hope is super simple, that those who follow will remember that the legislature is not meant to be convenient or fast or easy. It is meant to be deliberative. It's meant to be independent, and it's meant to be strong. If this institution remains strong, Wisconsin will remain strong.
Voss was viewed by his liberal opponents as a shadow governor who shrewdly used his legislative majority to stop Democratic policies. Voss angered President Donald Trump when he initially did not investigate Trump's claims of fraud following the 2020 presidential elections. Governor Tony Evers, who had a sometimes contentious relationship with Voss, said his retirement marks the end of an era in Wisconsin politics. Evers said he respected Voss's candor and his ability to navigate complex policies and conversations. Drivers in Rhinelander will need to find a way around the Kemp Street Bridge next week. The bridge is due to be replaced in 2028. To help get ready for that, soil borings will be done in and around the area of the bridge. That work will begin Monday at 8:30 a.m. and will require the closure of the bridge to all traffic. It's expected the bridge will be closed until Friday at 5 p.m., although running into unknown problems could change the timeline. Alternate routes are available around the Kemp Street Bridge. Wisconsin's frozen road declaration has come to an end for this winter. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation ended the declaration effective today. The frozen road declaration allows logging trucks to carry heavier loads during the winter. It also allows increased loads for trucks carrying salt or sand for road maintenance. After a warm stretch of weather, roads are no longer frozen enough to allow for the heavier loads this winter. Women in Wisconsin will soon be eligible to receive expanded Medicaid coverage for up to a year after giving birth following passage of a measure by the Wisconsin Assembly. Passing the bill Thursday will leave Arkansas as the only state yet to expand such benefits. Wisconsin Democrats and even most Republicans have pushed for years to expand Medicaid coverage for new mothers, only to be blocked by powerful Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Assembly also passed another bill with bipartisan support to require insurance to cover additional cancer screenings for women with dense breast tissue. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.